Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and today is Holy Thursday. Today is the day, in a particular way, in a particular expression, of the magnitude. We can't even measure it, the magnitude of God's love for us in giving us Himself. The Lord's Supper, Holy Mass, this is the day. He gave us Himself. And with God, it is the eternal now. It's not past, present, and future. It's the eternal now. And God offers Himself to you and to me again. Will you dwell with me? Will you feed on me? That I might lead you to eternal union with my Father. Brothers and sisters, that may just sound like words, but it's the most incredible reality that God would, in His mercy toward us, allow us poor, weak, sinful creatures, as long as we follow Him, but poor, weak, sinful creatures, to live in union with the source of all love for all eternity. And that's the truth. That's not some fairy tale. It's not a figment of my imagination. It's the truth. This day is a day to say to the Lord, Lord, may this day truly be holy in my life. To be holy means to be set apart. May this day be holy in a particular way. May I spend this day thanking you for what you've given me in the Eucharist. May I spend this day drawing closer to you. May I ask you for the graces I need to put aside the world, the flesh, and the devil, and to follow you with my whole heart. It's a battle. But God gives us great grace. So what a day this is. The first reading is taken from the book of Exodus, chapter 12, verses 1 to 8, and then 11 to 14. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, this month shall stand at the head of your calendar. You shall reckon it the first month of the year. Tell the whole community of Israel, on the 10th of this month, every one of your families must procure for itself a lamb, one apiece for each household. If a family is too small for a whole lamb, it shall join the nearest household in procuring one and shall share in the lamb in proportion to the number of persons who partake of it. The lamb must be a year old male and without blemish. You may take it from either the sheep or the goats. You shall keep it until the 14th day of this month, and then with the whole assembly of Israel present, it shall be slaughtered during the evening twilight. They shall take some of its blood and apply it to the two doorposts and the lintel of every house in which they partake of the lamb. That same night they shall eat its roasted flesh with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. This is how you are to eat it, with your loins girt, sandals on your feet, your staff in hand. You shall eat like those who are in flight. It is the Passover of the Lord. For on this same night I will go through Egypt, striking down every firstborn of the land, both man and beast, and executing judgment on all the gods of Egypt, I the Lord. But the blood will mark the houses where you are. Seeing the blood, I will pass over you thus. When I strike the land of Egypt, no destructive blow will come upon you. This day shall be a memorial feast for you, which all your generations shall celebrate with pilgrimage to the Lord as a perpetual institution. Here again is the prophet speaking of Jewish custom, speaking of Jewish belief. And it is ours as well, that Jesus, the Lamb of God, would be sacrificed for you and for me. The Lamb would not just be a lamb in a flock of sheep, but it would be Jesus Himself, the Lamb of God. We pray it every day at Mass, Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Jesus died, and so our houses, so to speak, are marked by His blood Do you believe in that? Do you believe that by your baptism, by your faithfulness to God, by your following after him, you were bought, you personally were bought at the price of the life of the Son of God? It's true. You're not part of a mass of people. You're an individual. And God died in Christ, died for you. This is how you are to eat it. He speaks then again of what will happen and how it will happen. And he says, they shall take some of its blood and apply it to the two doorposts and the lintel of every house in which they partake of the lamb. That's you. You're part of the house of the Lord. The blood of Jesus Christ covers you. By your belief, by your willingness to be baptized, the blood of the Lamb of God covers you and protects you if you're willing to receive it. Or do you try to wash it away? Or do you try to act as though you had no part in the life of Christ? This is how you are to eat it, with your loins girt, sandals on your feet, your staff in hand. You shall eat like those who are in flight. Why? Because the enemy is after us. It is the Passover of the Lord. For on this same night I will go through Egypt, striking down every firstborn of the land, both man and beast, and executing judgment on all the gods of Egypt. I, the Lord. But the blood will mark the houses where you are. We, as I said, don't have the blood of a little lamb. We have the blood of the Lamb of God, the very Son of God, marks us. Seeing the blood, I will pass over you thus. When I strike the land of Egypt, no destructive blow will come upon you. And this day shall be a memorial feast for you, which all your generations shall celebrate with pilgrimage to the Lord as a perpetual institution. This is the beginning of the Eucharist. Someone died that you could come to Mass and receive the body and blood of Jesus. Do you understand? Do you even begin to grasp what God has made possible for you? Ask him for help. Psalm 116 tells us our blessing cup is a communion with the blood of Christ. How shall I make a return to the Lord for all the good he has done for me? How shall I make a return to the Lord for all the good he has done for me? The cup of salvation I will take up. I will call upon the name of the Lord. I will render thanks by receiving what God has given me. And I will identify with the Lamb of God who suffered and died for me. This is not just symbol. This is reality. Precious in the eyes of the Lord is the death of his faithful ones. I am your servant, the son of your handmaid. You have loosed my bonds. You've broken the chains of sin in my life. To you will I offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving, and I will call upon the name of the Lord. My vows to the Lord I will pay in the presence of all his people. That's what we want to do, brothers and sisters. Render thanks on this Holy Thursday. Look at what you've received. Don't just say, oh yeah, well, I'm going to Mass on Holy Thursday. You've received the very Lamb of God, and his blood covers you for eternal salvation. If you accept him, receive him, feed on him, and then thank him daily for what he has made possible for you. Paul's letter to the Corinthians, chapter 11, verse 23 to 26. Brothers and sisters, I received from the Lord what I also handed on to you. This is Paul now. That the Lord Jesus, on the night he was handed over, took bread, and after he had given thanks, broke it and said, this is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way also the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, You proclaim the death of the Lord until he comes. We thank him for what he has done for us, brothers and sisters. We have eternity because of him. Thank him. Thank him this day especially. And John's Gospel, which I cannot do justice in this short amount of time, but John's Gospel, chapter 13, verses 1 to 15. Before the feast of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to pass from this world to the Father. He loved his own in the world, that's you, and he loved them to the end. The devil had already induced Judas, son of Simon the Iscariot, to hand him over. So during supper, fully aware that the Father had put everything into his power and that he had come from God and was returning to God, he rose from supper, took off his outer garment, and what does he do? He serves. He serves. He gives himself. He washes feet. And, of course, Peter, oh, Lord, don't do mine. I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy. But what does Jesus say to him? What I am doing, you do not understand now, but you will understand later. And Peter said to him, well, you'll never wash my feet. Peter's so, he's so adamant, he just doesn't see yet clearly. And Jesus answered him, unless I wash you, you will have no inheritance with me. That's the water of life being poured over us that cleanses us from our sins. And he's depicting it by the washing of the feet, a common custom among the Jews. Feet were dirty when you walked around in bare feet all the time. And he washed their feet. Unless I wash you, you will have no inheritance with me. And he means the washing that comes from his blood. And Simon Peter said to him, Master, then not only my feet, but my hands and head as well. And Jesus said to him, whoever is bathed has no need except to have his feet washed, for he is clean all over. So you are clean, but not all, for he knew who would betray him. For this reason, he said, not all of you are clean. And when he had washed their feet and put his garments back on and reclined at table again, he said to them, do you realize what I have done for you? You call me teacher and master, and rightly so, for indeed I am. If I, therefore, the master and teacher, have washed your feet, you ought to wash one another's feet. I have given you a model to follow, so that as I have done for you, you should also do. Washing feet can take on many forms. Look at all the Beatitudes. Comforting the sick, teaching the ignorant, forgiving people their sins. All those are ways of washing feet. Do you wash feet? We ought to daily, asking forgiveness where we need to do that. Reaching out to someone who is in need. Daily, we should be looking to wash the feet of others. For Christ himself has told us, I have given you a model to follow, so that as I have done for you, you also should do. May this day be a source of great grace. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, dial 1-800-282-4789. You can also go to my website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. There you can get the free copy of my booklet, and you can also order a CD from Death to Life, The Fruit of Suffering in Our Lives. May God bless you.